This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies are blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. As I said, we'll be here for another hour, and we do have a few calls on the line, so I want to get right back into them. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Michael in Michigan.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Patrick. I have a question. We have a rodent that has taken up residence in the attic of our garage, and this just happened this week when we received the colder weather, mm-hmm. and I was curious whether one of your sponsors would have a product that we might place in the attic to get the squirrel out of there before he does damage.
Okay. So there is one product that I do recommend because I've seen it work on these rodents before. It's a product called Rat Magic. Okay, I know it says rat on there, but they're kind of put in the same category. The squirrels, chipmunks, and rats, all that same size, have the same scent, scares them away and moves them out. It's actually not a bad scent to it. That would be something you can put into the attic. Now, is it in there at all times, or is it?
From what we initially heard it in the attic for the first time yesterday, when we started getting temperatures in the nighttime of 30 degrees.
Yep.
And he appeared late in the day to early evening.
Okay. So then that means it's still definitely outside. So the Rat Magic is one that you can put as a perimeter around the house. What it does is that scent gets out there. But what I'd also do is put some of this in the attic itself. They have scent packs, so that it's little packages. It's like a 12-pack, I believe, that you can actually put in different areas. That way you can put them in the attic without having to put like a repellent, which would be like a granular form, on like the attic floor or the eaves or anything like that. This is a scent pack that you can put right into the attic. If you take a look, maybe I know some of the attics on the ends will have that like that. It's not a window, but it's like a grate at the end where that's maybe how they're getting in. You could try to get them in that area, but throwing these packs in there would work out well to push them out. So it's a combination of cedar wood oil, cedar oil, clove oil, and peppermint oil. And that, it doesn't have a bad smell by any means. So it's not going to affect anything. And even if, you can smell it from the floor below, it's not going to be a bad smell. But putting them in there, in the attic would definitely work for you. I believe it can last up to, I think it's like 2 months in there.
Okay.
If you want, what I would suggest doing is go to the Bonide website, which is bonide.com. So it's B-O-N-I-D-E.com. And they have a dealer locator on the front page there, where right on the top it says dealer locator. You can put your zip code in there or the town, and it will find the closest retailer near you in Michigan. So that way you can find it there. But you're looking for the product Rat Magic, and you want the scent packs versus the granular. The granular you can use outside to push them away from the house that way, but we all know squirrels like to climb and jump. They're going to, you know, not come in from the bottom of the house and walk their way up the wall of the house. They're going to try to come from a tree, something like that. So that scent around the house isn't going to work as well as using these scent packs in the house. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. May I ask a brief question?
Yeah,
about
no problem.
Mount that we have outside?
Yeah.
We would like to be able to bring the mum in the home at some point in time, and I understood you to say earlier that you can use Dawn dish soap and water to wash the plant, and then I believe you indicated that you needed to use an oil on the soil to kill anything that was in the soil. Is that
so correct? So it's actually a granular product, and it's from the same company, from Bonide. It's a systemic houseplant product. It's an insect control that will take care of any of the insects that come out of the soil or even in the plant, because what this does is it translocates through the plant. It goes into the soil, into the root system, and then works its way around. The oil is another one to be spraying on the plant for any of the heavier doses of insects that are on there. That way, you know, because sometimes just washing it with Dawn soap doesn't, you know, clean it out completely. So that's why we recommend any of the oils to be using. Now, this granular product, the product itself is called Systemic Houseplant Control from Bonide. It comes in an 8-ounce granular bottle, and you mix it into the soil, and it will actually help it kill these insects for up to 8 weeks.
Okay. Thank you very much, Patrick. I appreciate your help, and I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for calling. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Again. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Julie in Osterville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I have two questions for
sure.
You. One, I just fertilized my lawn with Scott's Winterized.
Okay.
I've also used Love My Soil.
Yep.
And Fuse. So I need to. I wet down the Fuse and the Love My Soil, but I did not wet down the Winterized. Is that necessary?
I would put it down because it's doing something completely different, that winter fertilizer, than the Infuse and the Love Your Soil. The Love Your Soil is helping condition the soil, breaking up some of the clay if it's there. I mean, on the Cape, it's probably very sandy, but helping really nourish that soil. The Infuse is helping to prevent any of the fungus or disease that could be coming. And the winter fertilizer is helping the lawn get through that winter. The ground underneath is still active a bit. It's not, you know, completely active because the ground freezes. But getting that fertilizer in now is going to help you tremendously when it comes to next year. It's going to help promote that root development and push for next year's season. So I definitely think you have plenty of time to be putting that winterizer down.
Do I need to wet the soil down when I do it, or can I just put it down?
I would just, I believe you just put it down on this one. You might water it in. I'd have to double check. It depends on the product you use. But, I mean, the past few days we've had a ton of rain. So even if it's a bit damp still, that would be fine.
Okay. And when do I use soil moist? In the spring around plants?
So you can use it in the spring, or if you're bringing in the house plants, you can use it, you know, now, so you don't have to water as much. But just remember, with the soil moist, it's a pinch of it, very little of it, because if you use too much, it's like a volcano erupted in the soil.
Right.
They actually do have like a soil moist you could actually put into a Christmas tree stand to keep the moisture in there. So, you know, that's one to think about, too. But I'd like to see you use it in the spring, so it makes the season a little bit easier for you.
Can I use that around hydrangea and knockout roses, that sort of thing?
You definitely can. I would still recommend on some of it to, you know, if they're newer, to keep that deep watering on there. But if they've been established for a number of years, I'd put it on there to help keep some of that moisture in. But you still do need to check it periodically for the watering to make sure that it's still getting enough.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask one more question, or are you going to break?
We're going to go to break, but that doesn't mean you can't ask it. So what I want you to do is hang on tight for me. On the other side of the break, we'll come back, and I'll try and answer that question for you, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Julie, just hang tight for me. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were joined with Julie. She had a few questions, and she had one more, but I didn't want to cut her off, so I had her wait on to the break. So, Julie, what was that question you had for us?
You mentioned that magic, and I'm wondering if I can put it down to on my lawn just to get rid of the squirrels that are burying holes in my yard for acorns.
Now, you can definitely put it in that area. It does come in a granular. It does 1,250 square feet. It's a shaker jug that you can spread all over the area. I've seen it really work with squirrels and chipmunks, so it's definitely something to put down. A lot of people use it as like a barrier around the house to push them away that way, but I don't see why it wouldn't be good to put it in the lawn itself.
Okay. Also, I have a knockout rose bush that was planted improper, so I can actually see some of the bald root.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I can transplant that now or in the spring.
So it might not be the best to do it right now, just with some of the cold weather we've been having and the cold weather due in the future. You don't want to shock it too much. So what I would suggest doing is maybe getting some mulch or some soil and covering up the bottom the best you can, the part where the roots are up. Then on top of that, in about a couple weeks, mound some either salt marsh hay or some mulch about 6 inches up onto the plant, just as to protect it for the winter. Usually a knockout rose, you don't have to do a lot to it, but because some of those roots are above ground, I'd want you to put some extra mulch on it. You can put it right up to the stem itself and cover that whole area to protect it for the winter and keep it, so it keeps it at that one temperature. So when it freezes, it freezes. It doesn't have the exposure where it can freeze thaw. You want to keep it the same.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too, Julie. Thank you for the phone call. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I believe we do have a few more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Yep, it's full up. Rich in Massachusetts.
Rich, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. We spoke last April after I had sent the soil to the UMass Extension for their complete analysis, and it came back with some very high grades. Calcium was 7,000. My pH was 7.1, not a problem, but phosphorus was 81, and potassium was over 200. Anyhow, they had recommended urea, which I applied, and you had recommended Jonathan Green, Love Your Soil. And, yes, I did apply that as well. And I think I had one of the best growing seasons that I've ever had. I've got a 2,000-square-foot garden, and everything did just excellent.
Perfect.
Except for peppers. Peppers are always providing very thin walls. No matter how long I keep it on the stem, I'm not sure. I guess the basic question I have is, when should I have the soil retested?
So you just put something on in the spring. Did you do it any other applications?
No, you recommended two applications early in the spring.
And you did both of those?
Yes.
Okay. You could actually, this is the time where you could get another soil test done. To see where it's at, and I bet you some of that has dropped dramatically. So this would be a perfect time to do it. You could wait till the spring, but the reason why I'm suggesting now is if you wait till the spring, you know, and I mean, you could do it early if you remember to do it on time, but right now if you did it, you're going to be ready right for the spring, so when it starts, you know exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Where sometimes waiting in the spring, that's when everybody wants a soil sample.
Of course.
So usually a lot of times they say 7 to 10 days or 10 to 14 days. When they get really busy, it's more like 14 to 21 days. And at that point, you kind of lose some of that time frame. So that's why I would suggest doing it right now versus in the spring. So you're ready to go.
Okay. Typically, for the past 20 years or so, I've been putting down winter rye.
Yep.
And about 10 years ago, I started just cutting the rye down right to the surface without turning over the soil.
Yep.
Leaving the roots there. And then I've been applying the compost on top of that and planting directly. And that's
perfect.
Getting the excellent results.
Perfect.
Now I'm using the Spoma on the garden soil as well.
Hang tight.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some progress reported in containing the Maria fire in Southern California. Authorities now say it's 30% contained, but it's burned over 15 square miles already, and this farmer says a lot of it has been agricultural land.
When the fire comes through, it's amazing all the work we put in every year, and in just a couple of hours, it just wipes it out.
Meanwhile, the massive Kincade fire in Northern California is now 74% contained, and some evacuees have been returning home. If you own an old iPhone, listen up. It's going to stop working correctly at 2 p.m. Eastern today because of a GPS time rollover.
Yeah, don't ask. If you are still using an iPhone 4 or 5, though, Apple says you need to update the operating system stat. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Rich in regards to his garden. We had talked about some soil testing, but he started to talk a little bit about using a specific soil on top of the winter rye and planting right in there. And then we got cut off. I do apologize for that.
Not a problem,
Rich.
Yes. And then for the past 10, 15 years, I've been using Espoma products, the garden tones. Prior to that, I had very, very few earthworms in the garden. The use of compost and leaves and that type of thing. And then I'd say the past 5 years, they've just taken off. I have got quite a few earthworms. I don't know if it's because of the Espoma or the fact that I'm not turning over the garden with a shovel or a pitchfork or anything. And now, recently, I've started using the Espoma products in the grass past 2 years. And this fall, I had to overseed. I scratched the surface, and the surface just covered with earthworms. Just amazing to see them all. So again, I don't know exactly what's bringing them on, but they seem to like the soil.
Well, so they do thrive in beneficial soil like that, so that's why you're going to see more of them. Just having the organic products that you're putting in there and adding any nutrients into the soil is going to do nothing but be beneficial. The microbes that are in there help them live a little bit better, help them, just be all together better. So any of that organic matter that you're putting in there is helping. So I think it's a combination of everything. Sometimes by leaving that winter rye, it leaves a small covering for beneficial pollinators to be in there. It will also it will allow the soil to really compost a little bit more instead of just, just having that natural to it. So I think it's a combination of everything. I think also by not pulling up underneath and planting directly in it, any of the fertilizers or microbes or anything that's in the soil are not disturbed. And right. So when you plant right in it, the root system that's there was still active, and the microbes that are there are attaching themselves onto those root systems. So I think it's a combination of everything that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the way to go. It's kind of like I've talked about many times, is not cutting back all the plants all the way.
Right.
By doing the winter rye, it's the same exact thing. You cut it all the way down, just about all the way down to the ground. Let the root system stay because you fertilize that and taking care of it, and they're already in the soil. So you're already ahead when it comes to springtime. So I think you're doing an awesome job with that. And I couldn't agree more with what you're doing. I think it's great.
Okay. Well, you've been a help over the years, you and your father. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Rich, and thank you so much for listening to us. We do appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Were last year's windy, cold winter months tough on your outdoor plants? Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonine's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging winds out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonine's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size 40-ounce ready-to-use and pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath is available in a pint ready-to-use for easy application of your live seasonal decorations. Bonine products are made in America. You can find them at many different retail stores, or you can go to bonite.com to find a retailer near you. All right, we're going to go back into the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sheila and Lowell.
Sheila, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick, for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have a question about planting tulips for next spring.
Yep.
And sort of my question is, do I still have time? How deep? How far apart? Should they be watered? That's about it.
So you definitely want to put them in now. The ground isn't completely frozen, so you're still in good shape. Put them down today or tomorrow or any time this week. Like I've said a few times, I've heard snow in the forecast. I don't believe it. It'll change about 7 times before we get to the weekend.
Sure.
But I'd put it down there. You're going about 6 inches down, maybe a little bit more, 6 to 8 inches down. You won't obviously put the pointed end up.
Sure.
You can separate them about like 6, 8 inches apart or, 4 to 6 inches, depending upon how you want to do it. One of the things I would suggest doing is getting a repellent type product if you've had issues in the past with these getting dug up. Getting like a Repels All granular from Bonide and kind of mixing that into the soil to keep any of
I've never actually done them before.
Okay. So a lot of times you'll have different animals digging them up. The tulips, because they'll smell it. So that's why you would put the granular around it. One of the things, I wouldn't use any bone meal, straight bone meal for fertilizer in there. You can use the bulb tone. Bulb tone has a little bit of it in it, but it's not much. Bulb tone is from Espoma. You mix that into the whole, the watering, you can water now, here and there, but it's not as much of an issue. What you're looking for the tulip itself to do is go through an overwintering period. It sits in the hole there and goes dormant. It wants that cold period. That's why it wants to freeze and be like that. So, you're 6-8 inches down is probably about 6 inches down is what you're looking for. and allowing it to have that over winter. And that's, you know, by putting them in now, that's what you're doing.
Super, super, super. One quick question about
sure.
you. Now, I see a lot of these bulbs in the big box stores, and yep. I'm wondering, are they equally as good as if one bought them from a garden center, do you think?
I think there's nothing going to be wrong with buying the bulbs from either place. I personally would buy it from a local garden center myself. The difference is a lot of times at a box store, they're going to buy them in larger quantities, like containerized sure. trailers, versus a garden center that's going to pick certain varieties and have better options for you. They're going to have smaller size packages for you as well. The other thing is when the bulbs are purchased in, I want to say it's in Holland there, they're bought by different vendors all the time, and Home Depot can go in there and, the box stores can go in there and purchase them when it comes to to a better price for them, whereas some of the other vendors are going to have a better quality bulb. At the same time, you can buy them from either, because putting out plants and bulbs is awesome to have that color. So I'm not going to say don't buy them from there, but the quality might be a little bit better for you from a local garden center versus almost like a less expensive type bulb from the box stores.
I totally understand.
Okay.
Thank you, Patrick, ever so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Cape Cod.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi. Love your show.
Thank you.
And we propagated a rose this year, and I used a gallon water jug in it, so I left the hole open on the top, almost like a terrarium.
Yep.
And I took it about a month ago and planted it, and it rooted nicely. There's nice leaves. It's about 8 inches tall. And I was wondering, I had a problem with rabbits and animals eating everything this year, and I was wondering if I could leave that bottle on the plant for the winter.
So it's been right over the top of it?
Yep. Yeah, it's been on the top of it.
I wouldn't leave it completely for all of winter. How tall is the plant at this point?
About 8 inches.
Okay. It's in the ground, right?
It is, yep.
So what I would do is I would, you could keep that terrarium type for the next few weeks, almost all the way till about Thanksgiving, okay?
Okay.
Around that time, I would take some mulch or straw or salt marsh hay and place it all around that, about 6 inches up on the plant, okay?
Oh, okay.
That's going to protect it better because that terrarium can heat up during the a winter, just the same as it would during the summer. Not as hot, obviously, but that right. reflection from the snow that's around it will heat it up a little bit more and might thaw out some of the ground underneath it. We don't want that to happen. So what you're doing by putting that salt marsh hay or mulch around it is you're helping protect the root system, keeping it that one temperature. The other thing you want is you want the snow to cover it. I know it sounds bad that you want snow to cover the plants, but the snow, when it covers it, it's going to help insulate it as well, keep it at that same temperature. Whereas using that terrarium type, it could heat up and then get cold, heat up and then get cold, and do more damage than good. So that's why I want you to mulch it with something along the lines. You can even use pine needles or leaves from the yard, just something. But
okay.
I would wait until about Thanksgiving. That's about the time where the ground's frozen enough that, you're not inviting rodents into that area to live.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm leaving for Florida on Sunday.
Okay.
So I'll do it earlier. That's what I'm afraid of, is these animals are just incredible this year. So I was just was trying to save it from being eaten.
I get what you're saying. So what you could do is maybe spray it before you leave with some repellent, like a Repelzol, okay? A lot of those will last up to 2 months. Do you know, was it rabbits or was it deer or is it everything?
I think it was probably more rabbits. It's in a gated area. But
okay.
I had chipmunks, rabbits, so I have a feeling it's more the rabbits.
Okay. So there's a product out there called Rabbit Scram.
Okay.
Okay. It's awesome. I only know this because a gentleman I work with had used it at his house, used it around his plants, and he literally watched rabbits go close to it and then run away because of the smell. And the other thing that's awesome about it is when it gets wet, it becomes more potent and lasts longer. Other repellents, when they get wet, they kind of get drowned out and they're not so good. So you not being there, putting this rabbit scram around that area as well, is definitely going to help it. And you can mulch it now, because if you're using a repellent, it's going to push anything away from it. So I think you'd be all right, and you'll be able to enjoy Florida and not worry about it.
Thank you. I'm going to put it on my other road as well.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is for next week, because I got a lot of calls on the line, is 855-660-4261. And we're going to go right back to the lines, try to get as many questions as possible. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tim's in Cape Cod.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I got to tell you, I'm so proud of you doing
Thank
the
you.
Show. I miss your father, man. I listened to him. I can't tell you how many years I've listened to him since he started the show. I remember.
Yeah.
He was great. He's my hero. He was one of my heroes. But I'll make it quick. I have these Alberta dwarf spruce trees.
Yep.
And they, you know, one or two of them look like they're dying on one side, on like the north side. People tell me that there's spider mites on them.
Yeah, most likely.
And I tried spraying with that peppermint soap and the cayenne pepper mixture.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but I tried it. It seemed like it kind of worked out.
I'd be looking at using an oil, like a all seasons oil or a neem oil, and spraying
them.
Neem
oil, yeah.
Definitely spraying the whole plant. So it's organic, so it lasts about 7 to 10 days. So you're gonna want to just spray it as, you know, I'd probably say 2 to 3 applications to really get it out of there. The problem is a spider mite on an Alberta spruce is like an Alberta spruce's kryptonite. It really just goes after it and can really kill it. So spraying it is going to be helpful. The downfall is some of the branching on the side, it might not come back.
Yeah.
So that's where it's bad. But the neem oil or the all seasons oil, I'd spray it, soak it down, to kill those, spider mites.
All seasons oil?
Yep. So it's either neem oil or all seasons oil.
Okay.
It's a horticultural oil. Yeah. They just have named it all seasons because you can actually use it in almost all seasons, even the winter.
Oh.
You just don't want to use it when it's above 85 degrees, so that's one of the downfalls.
Yeah, it's a walkway. There's a row of them. There's three or four in a row on each side of the walkway. It's like, I don't know. People tell me just get rid of them, but I'm trying to save them.
Yeah, no, I think so. By doing this, spraying it, and then looking at giving it some sort of fertilizer in the spring, maybe using like the Protolizer with an Espoma product of the Holly Tone to give it back some of that boost. When it has a shock like this, when an insect invades it like that, it can, you know, really hurt it. And adding the fertilizer plus the Protolizer will help with any of that shock.
You can use Holly Tone on those. I thought Holly Tone wasn't good for those trees.
So you can actually use Holly Tone on the Albertas. Holly Tone you use on anything that's evergreen.
Yeah.
So that I would have no problem with you using that in the spring and then half the rate in the fall. If you still have some time, you could actually put it at half the rate now, just to try and help the roots for the winter.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty.
Beautiful, Patrick. Hey, keep up the good work. You're doing
Thank
a good
you.
Job.
Thank you. Have a
Bye,
great
Patrick.
One.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to try to get one more call in quick. Nathan, who's up next?
Tracy in New Hampshire.
Tracy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call, Patrick.
No problem. How can we help you?
Similar to the previous question, we have a very small, I don't know if they're dwarf cedar trees down in front, and we planted some sticks, some feeder sticks for evergreen.
Yep.
We've done this numerous times. I've never had a problem. Something dug them up and carried them away. And these things are huge. They're not like a small Job stick. It was a big cedar stick. We put them on each side. And I go down and get the mail one day, and there's holes on each side that they were jammed down into the ground.
Yeah.
What in the world would carry something like that off?
I don't know.
Raccoons in the area. I mean, I live on the side of a lake. I know the deer eat the heck out of them in the winter, but...
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that popped in my head was a neighbor, but that's just me.
That's what I thought, but they would have filled the holes back in.
Yeah, maybe.
The first time it's happened. It's really, really odd.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that before, because usually the deer are more focused on the plant. The fertilizer smell doesn't really get to them. They don't like it.
Because I thought those would be poisonous if something carried them away and ate them.
Well, so there's 50% filler plus fertilizer, so it's not as bad as most think. But I think it might have been somebody just picking them up, to be honest. That's all the time I got. I apologize. We'll see you next week.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.